Welcome to the Oakland Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Senior Pastor Randy Bain. It's our prayer that this message encourages you and strengthens you. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.
This morning, we're going to complete Ephesians with chapter 6. We're going to read the armor of God passage, but we're doing more preaching on the beginning and end of that passage on prayer. And then it's a short enough sermon that at the end, we will have lots of time for testimonies. So if you have an answer to prayer, if God is doing a work of grace in your life and you want to share that, we will let you do that, okay? And so I've been told to remind you, we do live stream this. So if you're airing dirty laundry, be careful how you air it, okay, because it will get multiplied. We will let this really be in God's hands. Hear the word of God from Ephesians 6. I'm going to read about 10 verses, beginning with verse 10. So hear the word of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of the faith, which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf, that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you for this holy word that you reveal and challenge and inspire us, enable us. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that brings it to earth, brings it to heart. Equip us. Direct us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And the memory verse is verse 18, and I think it's going to be, basically, it's going to be the whole sermon. It's the only scripture you need the rest of the sermon. So if would you join me in reciting this? With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Ephesians 6, 18. Amen. Well, as I back in June 5th, that would be the first in this sermon series, I challenged you all to join Darlene and me in praying the Ephesians prayers from chapter 1 and chapter 3. And we're going to substitute you and your and us in those prayers instead of, you know, our names or people's names. Darlene and I began praying that on May the 19th. That was a Thursday. And we have a very, very particular prayer request and people we're praying for. And so we have prayed that every day together in our morning devotions. Sometimes we miss the morning, but God has been faithful, the Holy Spirit. Maybe our schedule's a little crazy. Sometime during the day, the Holy Spirit will say, well, are you going to pray that prayer today? I'm like, oh, yes. And we'll stop whatever we're doing and pray that prayer when the Holy Spirit prompts us, if we have forgotten. I would have to say that we have seen small blessings. Partial answers to prayer, but we are really waiting and praying for the entire miracle. Amen. We want to see it all. So today at the end of the sermon, I will give us opportunity, and hopefully we'll all get to share, all that want to. We'll get to share what God is doing or an answer to prayer. I'm excited to hear from you. Personally, I'm struggling just a little bit with my testimony. I'll give you it right now, because I've... like I said, we didn't really see the whole answer yet. I mean, I haven't seen the complete miracle. We've seen little things get better. And things haven't gotten worse, and so we're celebrating that. But like I said, we're praying for the whole thing. I'm praying for a life change. I'm praying for the whole miracle. So we are going to keep praying. One of the things, in addition to that, I would say that God surprisingly provided a financial need for Darlene and I in our finances. So we didn't even expect. And then God just miraculously supplied a need, and we just praise him for that. He's been very faithful. And in addition to that, a testimony that I would say that God, through these prayers that Darlene and I have been praying every morning, it has enhanced our devotional life together in the mornings. We are, I think, growing closer to the Lord as a couple and also closer to each other, which is pretty awesome. I mean, if any of you are married, if you can do anything to improve your marriage, it's like, woo, you know, that's a big deal, amen. And also, I would say that I'm making a commitment. I feel so moved to continue praying for these people, not just for the 6 weeks of the sermon series, but for the rest of my life if it's needed. And as God is the one laying them on my heart, then I believe it is God's call to pray. And I'm going to pray until he comes back, until I have no more breath, or until he tells me to stop. That's the way it's going to be. So that's my answers to my testimony to what this prayer has done. Some of you have never been in a testimony service. I remember we did this a while ago, and someone said, well, I've never been to one of these. I'm kind of interested to see what it's going to be like. It's a little scary on my part, because I'm actually giving a mic to you, and I don't know how long it's going to go or how it's going to go. Am I going to have to interrupt, you know, or am I going to, you know, so. But really, it really is a Spirit-led. We're going to trust the Holy Spirit to take charge of the service, and he will lead as he sees fit. Amen? Okay, quick sermon. Number one, pray with the battle in view. If you read that verse 18, it says, pray, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit with this in view. With this in view. With what in view? That's the question. What's he talking about? Well, I believe he's talking about everything that preceded this. So he's talking about the whole book of Ephesus, everything he's talked about. With that in view, pray at all times with petitions in the Spirit. I also think he's talking maybe for me about those submission passages I preached on last week. I mean, that talk about some of the toughest passages. How do you submit to authority when you don't think authority is being led by God, you know, when they're going the wrong way? How do you submit, to one another, you know? I mean, there's a lot of issues there. And so that's one of the toughest ones. So pray in that with that in mind. But also, more specifically, I think he's talking about this chapter. Pray in light of what he's talking about right here. Look at verses 10 through 12. I'm going to repeat that. Pray with this in mind, the armor of God passage. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm in the schemes against the schemes of the devil. For we don't struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers, world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. With that in mind, pray and bring petitions to God without ceasing. It describes us in a battle. We are in a spiritual battle for the souls of human beings. Lives hang in the balance. We need to be people of prayer. We need to be praying. There's an old gospel song, some of you probably know it. It's stand up for Jesus. You know, I could sing it, but I'm not going to. But it says, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, we must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. It describes the Christian life as a battle. We are not just a part of the family of God. We are the army of God, amen? We are in battle with all the hosts of heaven. We are at God's side. But in the next verse, it goes on to say, put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Now, I know it doesn't say that exactly in the book of Ephesians, but I think it's implied. I think it's assumed that we will put on the gospel armor every morning with prayer. And so we are called to pray. Souls are in danger. Lives hang in the balance. Our prayers make a difference in the heavenlies. Amen. We get to pray for people when they don't pray for themselves. Do you know some people like that? Yeah. We get to pray for people when they can't pray for themselves. Or maybe they won't pray for themselves. But you get to intercede. You get to lift their names to the heavenly, and God hears and answers. Second point I would say is pray nonstop. Pray nonstop. Look at that verse. Pray with prayer and petitions at all times. At all times. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18 says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing. Well, how do you do that? Well, you can constantly, prayer here, the word prayer is, it means to have communication with God, to commune with God, to have a conversation with God. That the general word for prayer is prosukamai in the Greek, and it just means to be in conversation with God. It's not asking for stuff, it's just being in communion. You can be in communion with God 24/7 at all times. I mean, if you're at a stoplight, if you're at the traffic circle, everyone loves the traffic circle, you know? Amen? You know, it's just, I just love it because it's, and I will go that way just to see what a circus it's going to be today, you know? I mean, yesterday, or it was the day before, I was behind a car. It was a Subaru, nothing against Subarus. But the little car, it stopped ahead of me, and it was one of the drivers that looks to the next entrance and waits to see if that person might pull out and go their way. So we waited like about three cars, and I'm just like back there thinking, wow, this is crazy. The person behind me wound their window down and yelled, "Come on, get going!" You know, and it's just like, so you can get angry and get frustrated, or you can do a lot of things, but you know what you can do? You can stop and pray. You know, I mean, I'm praying for Dan Rupert. Some of you are praying for Dan. You can stop and say, "Lord, bless Dan Rupert this right now," while you're waiting for someone in front of you to go, you know? Or if you're in the car, I found it sometimes to be a good husband is to go sit in the car until we're ready to go. And don't beep the horn or anything. Just go sit there, you know? And as you go, you say, "There's no rush. I'm just going to sit in the car." And then you can pray there, honestly. You can commune with God. You can be in prayer. You don't have to pull your phone out and play the latest game that you're on, or you don't have to check Facebook. You can literally just pray, you know? It's a glorious time. You can pray without ceasing, and that's what we are being called to do. Praying without ceasing means you're praying constantly. You're praying continually, and I believe you're praying persistently. If you're really praying for someone, I think it means that you have heard from God. God has laid them in your heart. And you are not going to give up. It's like a dog with a bone. You are not giving up until the answer comes, till the miracle comes. You're going to keep praying. That word push, pray until something happens. And I'm not going to quit till it happens. You know, a story about a missionary. Darlene and I, early in our marriage, we met Debbie Kellums. Debbie was a missionary to Bangladesh when we met her. She was a missionary nurse. Later, she became a missionary to Honduras, which was kind of neat because Darlene and I had been there. At the same place where she was. But when we met her, she told her testimony. When she was 5 years old, God called her to be a missionary nurse. She had been, they brought a missionary from India who was a missionary nurse to India, and she showed a slide, and it was a hospital with empty beds. Beds were there, but they were empty. And she pointed to this and said, "Because I'm here, and there's nobody in the hospital there. Because there's nobody there to work." And so God took that image and burned that into the heart of Debbie Kellums at age 5. And she told her mom after the missionary left, she goes, "God is calling me to be a missionary nurse in India." Now her mother was a Christian, a devout Christian, but she was pretty wise. And she said to Debbie, "Debbie, that is great. We celebrate that. If you still feel that way when you're 9 years old, you come and tell me." Well, guess what? On her 9th birthday, she came to her mom and said, "Mom, God still wants me to be a missionary nurse to India." Of course, the door to India wasn't open. She went to Bangladesh, which is between India and Pakistan. So that's where she went. But I mean, it was a persistent call on her life. It wasn't a fleeting moment like, "Oh, wow, that really bothers me. Mom, I think I should go be a missionary nurse because I saw that picture." It wasn't just the picture, it was God was at work. My friends, if we are praying, we are praying earnestly, we are praying as Paul calls us in the midst of the battle that is here. We're going to pray persistently until God answers the prayer. It isn't just a fleeting moment. Pray persistently, body, soul, and spirit. Pray with fasting. Pray continually. And finally, pray specifically. Now, I know prayer is more than just asking for stuff, right? But if you read this passage again, it says, pray all prayer and petitions, pray at all times. And it says, pray petitions for all the saints. The word petition, the root word of petition, is to be in need. It's to pray for a specific need. That's what a petition is. It's like in the Lord's Prayer, we say, give us this day our daily bread. We're asking for something specific. I need food. Provide for my needs. So that is what he's saying here, is pray specifically for the need. What exactly do you want God to do? Now, I'm not saying, I appreciate all of you praying for me and say, God bless Pastor Randy. I love that. God, my name is being put before the throne of grace. Thank you. But that isn't what he's saying here. He's saying pray specifically. Well, what are you asking for? You know, can you imagine? I'm a grandpa. You know, my grandkid comes to me and say, Pap, I'd like to ask you to do something for me. I'm like, well, sure. And they go, okay, we'll see you. I'm like, what? Well, what do you want me to do? You know? Probably if they ask me specifically, if it's a good thing, I'll probably do whatever I have to do it, right? That's the kind of God we have. You know, James in James 4, it says, you have not because you ask not. What are you asking for? Get specific. Be specific. Pray about it. Seek the Lord. What is God saying to you about this situation? And then begin to pray that way. Pray specifically. Paul, now notice the specifics of his prayer. He says, pray for all the saints with petitions. But then he says, and pray for me. And he specifically says that I will have boldness to proclaim the gospel when I have an opportunity, that I will speak boldly as I should. Now, I don't know about you and me. If I was in prison, I'd ask to be let out of prison. I'd ask for better prison food. I'd ask for, a better bed to sleep on, probably. Not Paul. Paul didn't ask for himself. He cared about people that were in prison to sin, people that were lost without Christ. Give me boldness to preach the gospel when I get opportunity. This ambassador for Christ in chains. I can pray for someone like that. I can pray someone specifically that God will happen. Well, these Ephesians prayers that we are praying have specifics. We're praying specifically for eyes to be opened, for the inner man to be filled with the Spirit of God, for wisdom and discernment, for understanding to come. We're praying for life change. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, 18 says, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. My friends, we serve a great God. Amen? An all-powerful God. God is good. God is faithful. God is a miracle-working God. God answers prayer all the time. We want to be sure to give him thanks when he answers those prayers.
Thanks for listening to this message from Oakland Church. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.